Here and not. Red and black. One moment there, another gone. Her face in the glass, disappearing in the light of oncoming headlights, reappearing in the dark of outside. Gone again. The window kept her face for its own. Good. It could keep it back. The window didn't want it either. Red's reflection stared through her, but the glass and the darkness didn't get her quite right, blurring the details. The main features were there, the too pale glow of her skin, and the wide-set dark blue eyes that weren't hers alone. "You look so much alike," she used to hear, more than she cared to. Now she didn't care to hear it at all, even think it. So she looked away from her face, their face, ignoring them both. But it was harder to ignore something when you were trying. Red shifted her gaze, looking instead at the cars in the lane beside and below. Something wasn't right. The cars seemed too small from up here at her window, but Red didn't feel any bigger. She watched a blue sedan edging forward to pass, and she helped it along with her eyes, pushing them ahead. "There you go, bud." Ahead of this 31-foot-long metal can, speeding down the highway. Which was strange when you thought about it, that you traveled down a highway, when high was right there in the name. "Red?" The voice opposite interrupted her thoughts of low ways and highways. Maddie was looking at her through the dimmed inside lights, skin screwed up around her sandy brown eyes. She gave a small kick under the table, jabbing Red in the shin. "Did you just forget we were in the middle of playing a game?" "No," Red said. But yes, yes she had. What had they been playing again? 20 questions, Maddie said, reading Red's mind. Well, they had known each other all their lives. Red had only gotten a 7-month head start, and she hadn't done a lot with it. Maybe Maddie had learned to read her mind in all that time. More than 17 years. Red really hoped not. There were things in there no one else could ever see. No one. Not even Maddie. Especially not Maddie. "Yeah, I know," Red said, her eyes wandering to the other side of the RV, to the outside door and the sofa bed, currently sofa, where she and Maddie would sleep tonight. Red couldn't remember. Which side of the bed did Maddie like again? Because she couldn't sleep if she wasn't on the left side. And just as she was trying to read Maddie's mind back about that, her eyes caught on a green sign outside in the night, flying over the windshield. "That sign says Rockingham. Aren't we getting off this road soon?" Red said, not loud enough for anyone at the very front of the RV to hear, where it would have been more use. She was probably wrong anyway. Best to say nothing. They'd been driving on the same road for the past hour, I-73 becoming I-74, and then US 220, without much fanfare. "Red, Kenny, focus!" Maddie snapped her fingers. A hint of a smile on her face. It never creased, though, Maddie's face. Not even with the widest of smiles. Skin like cream, soft and clearer than it had any business being. It made the freckles on Red's face stand out even more. Side by side in photos. Literally side by side, they were almost the exact same height. Down to the highest standing hair. Though Red's was dark blonde, where Maddie's was more light brown. A shade or two separating them. Red always had hers tied back, loose bangs at the front that she'd cut herself with the kitchen scissors. Maddie's was untied and neat, the ends soft in a way Red's never were. "I'm the one asking questions. You're the one with the person, place, or thing," Maddie prompted. Red nodded slowly. Well, even if Maddie also liked to sleep on the left, at least they weren't on the bunks. "I've asked 7 questions already," Maddie said. "Great." Red couldn't remember her person, place, or thing. But really, they'd been driving all day, setting off from home around 12 hours ago. Hadn't they played enough road trip games? Red couldn't wait for this to be over so she could finally sleep, whether left side or right. Just get through it. They were supposed to arrive at Gulf Shores around this time tomorrow, meet up with the rest of their friends. That was the plan. Maddie cleared her throat. "And what answers did I give? Remind me?" Red said. Maddie breathed out, an almost sigh, or an almost laugh, hard to tell. "It was a person, a woman, not a fictional character.